Speakers invited before the State Interim Education Committee said local districts mapped out detailed plans for their reopenings, only to have the Beshear administration step in and urge a six-week delay. While the move was described as a recommendation, Spencer County Superintendent Chuck Adams said districts are under pressure to comply.
When you have recommendations with the list of consequences that was given 24 hours later, that's not a recommendation. That's a mandate under the disguise of a recommendation. We've got a lot of upset people.
Beshear has said he will not use executive orders to close schools except in extreme situations. But Interim State Education Commissioner Kevin Brown has said schools that don't go along with the new guidance can expect a conference call with state leaders with the goal of changing their minds. The situation is leading to confusion in regions where surveys show parents heavily favoring a return to in-person classes, and residents are taking out their dissatisfaction on local officials, school staff, and other parents. Eric Kennedy with the Kentucky School Boards Association.
I hope that damage has not been done, that's lasting damage to the entire common school system. Things that have been said and done about teachers, about parents, and certainly about school board members.
Governor Beshear has said local reopening plans are still important, but the run-up in virus case numbers ahead of school start dates necessitated the delay on in-person instruction. The recommendation lasts through September 28th. Josh James, 91.3 WUKY News.